Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Ayin Zayin. We are starting Ayin Vav Beis on the bottom with Halacha Dalid, and the Vilchos daf is all the way at the bottom of Samach Beis on the Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Zar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Moshe says, Hamischavel Hoytzi Lefanov Ubal Loy LaAchrav. Potter, a person intended to carry something out in front of him and ended up going behind him. He's Potter. For example, he had a messenger bag or something like that he slung over his shoulder, put it in front of him. And the reason why we're focusing on that is because this is called a Shmir Meula. This is guarded very well. It's really solidly watched because it's in front of him, and then somehow it happened that it swung behind him. That's called a shmir p'chusa. It's not watched very well when it's behind him, so he's putter because he didn't carry out his kavana. However, la'achrav v'bala l'fanav chayiv. If he put it behind him and somehow it swung in front of him, and that's where he ended up carrying it out, he's chayiv because he definitely did what he wanted to do. Even better, he intended it just for a shmir p'chusa, and he did a shmir meula. He's perfectly fine and happy with that, and that's why he's chayiv for this type of itza. Now the Mishnah continues be'emes and truth, and the Gemara is going to explain what this lashon is. Ho'isha chageres b'sinor bin funa bin melacharel. Chayaves, when a woman wears a sinar, which is some sort of underskirt, it might be a slip of sorts, it was something that she wore underneath her garment, underneath her skirt, and if she attached something to it, whether when she carried it out, it was behind her or in front of her, she would be chayev. Why is this? She came royally as chayzer, because it was very normal for this slip or the skirt of sorts to constantly be swiveling around and being in front and being behind her and being in all different positions, therefore she would be chayev in all cases. And Rabbi Yudamer, he adds on, af b'mekabli pitkin kain, it's the same thing with these mekabli pitkin, these note keepers. This was some sort of fellow appointed by the government to get some sort of notes and keep track of them, to know how many soldiers and strongmen there were in the king's army and other things like that. So his messenger bag or his pouch would go this way and that way. Therefore, he's chayiv for carrying it out in any which way on Shabbos. And moving on to the Gemara, Ein Zayin Omer Alef on top. But before we begin, we have somewhat of an introduction. There's a Mishnah Maseches Krisis with Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. If someone did a malacha on Shabbos and didn't know what it was, so Rabbi Elazar is mechayiv a karbon, or is Rabbi Yeshua paters? Now there's another Machlokes. What case Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing in? The Tana Kama holds they're discussing shame echad. For example, if he knows he picked a fig off a tree, he just doesn't know if it was this tree or that one. So Rabbi Elazar is mechayiv because he did the malacha, whereas Rabbi Yeshua paters because he doesn't know precisely what malacha he did. He doesn't know which tree it was. However, according to this mandamer, this Tana Kama, if it was shnei shemais, for example, he knows he picked a fruit off a tree, but he doesn't know if it was a fig or a grape, then even Rabbi Elazar agrees that he's pater. Now we're going to go on to another way of understanding this machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and that's written in our Gemara. Taman Tanin over there we learn a Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, both Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon say, Loi nechalku al davar shu mishem echad shu chayiv. The machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is not about shame echad. Everyone agrees that in that case you'd be chayiv, meaning Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Elazar that you're chayiv. Ama nechalku, what's a machlokes al davar shu mishem shnei shemais? If it's shnei shemais, like we had said, he picked something off a tree, he just doesn't know if it was a fig or a grape. Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chatos, it's in that case Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua paiter, Rabbi Yeshua pater. And now we understand these opinions in context of the two cases of our Mishnah. The ratio of our Mishnah was where he intended to carry out in front of him, but it ended up going behind him. The second case was where he intended to carry out behind him and ended up going in front of him. So Rabbi Elo says, B'shem Rabbi Elazar, the ratio of our Mishnah, K'man da'amar b'shnei shemas nechalku. That's a chiddush, according to this mandamer that we just quoted, that the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is in shnei shemas, because the ratio of the Mishnah is considered like shnei shemas. He wanted to carry it out in front of him, that's a shmir me'ula, and it ended up going out behind him, that's a shmir p'chusa, so that's a shnei shemas, it's like two separate things, and the chiddush of the Mishnah would be that your putter, that would be like Rabbi Yeshua. B'ram, K'man da'amar b'shem echo nechalku. However, according to the Tanakama, that says the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is only by Shem Echad, and that means that by Shnei Shemais, everyone agrees that you're Pater, as we explained. Well, Vakan, in the ratio of our Mishnah, Shnei Shemais hein Vu Pater. It's a case of Shnei Shemais and you're Pater. So the ratio of our Mishnah is not a Chiddush according to the Tanakama's way of understanding the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So why would we need the ratio of our Mishnah according to that Tanakama? And we're going to ask the same question in the Seifa. La'achra v'bala lefanav chayiv. If he intended to carry out behind him and end up going in front of him, he's chayiv. Well, that's necessary. Command to honor Shem Echad. According to Mandomar, that the machlokes is b'shem echad. That's a tanakama. Baram commander Amar shnei shemos. But according to Mandomar, which is Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon, that the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is in shnei shemos, and that means that if it's shem echad, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree that he's chayiv. While the Khan in the Sefer of the Mishnah b'shem echad hu v'hu chayiv. It's a case of shem echad and he's chayiv. Why is it a case of shem echad? Well, because he intended to do a shmir p'chusa. He did a shmir meula, which is the same thing, just better. He did what he wanted, but even to a stronger extent. And so why does the Mishnah say he's chayiv according to this Mandomar? It's obvious. That's not a chiddush. And Rav Ilu B'Shem Rav Elazar answers, Tanyon Inon, it's machlekes Tanoim, that you're right. The ratio of the Mishnah is one Tano, the Sefer of the Mishnah is another Tano, and therefore it's a chiddush, and they're not actually sicer each other. And therefore, if we would look at the entire Mishnah just through the lens of either the Tanakama's way of explaining Rav Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, or just through the lens of Rabbi Shmuel Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon's way of explaining Rav Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, then we would say, the Mando Amar Taman Chayiv, according to the Mando Amar, that would explain the Sefer of the Mishnah that you're Chayiv, of Hacha Chayiv, also in the ratio he would say you're Chayiv, and Mando Amar Taman Potter, according to the Mando Amar, that the Resha, you're Pater of Hacha Pater, in the Sefer you'd be Pater as well. But again, as we just explained, our Mishnah is actually going according to two separate Manda Amrim, and that's why we have that the Resha is Pater and the Sefer is Chayiv. Now we explained the Lashon in the Mishnah of Be'emes. The Gemara says, Amar Belezer, Ein Zayin and Beis on top, Kol Makom Shoshanu Be'emes, anytime a Mishnah teaches Be'emes, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that means it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's Halacha. Moving on to Halacha, Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Hamotzi Kikar B'Shus Rabim, Chayiv. A person carries a loaf out into the Shus Rabim, he's Chayiv. However, Hoitzi Ushnayim, Peturin. If two people carry it out into the Shus Rabim, they're Pater, because that's not the normal way to carry it out. It's normal for one person to carry, not two. And so since they did a Shinoi, they're Pater. However, Lo Yachal Echol Leitzioi, if one person can't carry it out himself, maybe it's one of these giant Rebbish Chasunachalas, Hoitzi Ushnayim, and two people carry it out, because that's the norm, Chayavin, so both of them are Chayiv. However, Rabshim Pater, Rabshim Paters. On to another case, Hamotzi Oichlin Pachas Megashir Bekli. If a person carries out food less than the shear, so it's less than a gregarious, and he carries it out in a kli. Pater afal kli, he's pater even on the kli. Why is that shaklit feiloi? Because the kli is secondary to the food. The main focus over here is the food that's being carried in the kli, and since the food itself is not a shear, and that's why he's not chayv on it, he's not going to be chayv on the kli either. Furthermore, as a chayv amita, pater afal mita, shamita tfeiloi. If he carries out a person who's alive on a bed, he's pater also for the bed, because the bed is tuffel to the person, and the reason why he's pater for the person is because the concept, chay noises atzmai, a live person really carries themselves. Anyone who's been at a levaya and carried the mita of the mace knows that once a person passes away, their body becomes extremely heavy. That's because the neshama is not there and it's not carrying the body. So a person carries out a live person on a bed, he's pater for that person and for the bed as well. However, as a mace b'mita, chayiv. If he carries a dead person out on a bed, he's chayiv. And v'chein kizayis ben mace, if he carries out a kizayis of a mace, v'kizayis ben avela, or kizayis of an avela, u'chadosh ben asheret, or like the size of a lentil from a sheret, chayav, and he's chayiv in all these cases. And that's because these amounts we just mentioned are enough to create toma, and therefore it's considered a chashiv amount, and that's why it's chayiv. Or is Rav Shimon Pater, Rav Shimon Paters. Now we explain the first end of the Mishnah. It says in the pasuk ba'asoy sa. The full quote of the pasuk is v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga me'ama aretz ba'asoy sa achas mitzvas Hashem. And what do we learn from this lashon of ba'asoy sa? That he did it. Hayachid she'asa chayiv shtam shalosh she'asu p'turin. If an individual does a malacha, he's chayiv. But if two or three people do it together, they're pater, because that's not normal. That's not the regular way to do it. Now Rabbi Shua Dray Maya Amar Kumi Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rav Acha Kani Girdi. What about the weaver's pole? This is some sort of sticker pole that's used in the weaving process, and two people carry it out to Rosh Hashanah. Rebbe Piter, Rebbe paters them, or is Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon Machayev? He's Machayev. So I'm like Rebbe. Rebbe told Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, Kach Shamati Mevicha, this is what I heard from your father, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that two people that carry it out are Pater. So Amr Loi, Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon responded, Shimashti is Abba Oimdais, Mashaloi Shimashti Yeshivais. I served my father standing, meaning in an Ari fashion, you know, just going in and out, schmoozing with him here and there. I served him more that way than you served him sitting, meaning being by him in yeshiva as a Talmud. So I know what my father says better than what you know. However, the Gemara asks, Rebbe Talmid Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Dehava? Was Rebbe a Talmud of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that Rebbe Lazar was able to tell him this? Loi, he wasn't. Talmid Rav Yaakov Bar Koichi Hava. He was a Talmud of Yaakov Bar Koichi. Ela kach amar lei. Rather, this is what Rebbe Lazar Rav Shimon told him. Shimashti as Abba Oimdois, I served my father standing in Arai fashion, Mashaloi Shimashta as Rabbach Yeshivois, that which you didn't serve your Rebbe, sitting by him, and therefore I know what my father says much better than you know what your Rebbe says, and that's how I'm able to say my psak. Now, just a little bit more about this relationship between Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon. When Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon would go into the Beis Avad, which is basically the yeshiva where they would sit and discuss and learn Torah, Rebbe's face was very strong towards him because of the way that he was menatzeach him, that he beat him in this machlokes. So Amar Le Avoy, his father, meaning Rebbe's father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, told him in order to try to calm him down, make it a little bit easier, Vios, it's really correct, it's true. The reason why he was able to win you in an argument is because Zeh Ari ben Ari, Avalata Ari ben Shul. He is a lion, the son of a lion. He's Rebbe Lazar, and his father's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But you're a lion, meaning you're wonderful, Rebbe, but you're just the son of a fox. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is calling himself a shul. Obviously, that's a matter of extreme anava. And again, he was just trying to make it a little bit easier for his son, Rebbe. And one last memory, once we're on the topic, min damich Rebbe Lazar, when Rebbe Lazar passed away, shalach Rebbe tava be'itse, Rebbe sent a message to her. He was tevea her. He asked her for her hand in marriage. And amrele, she responded to him, kli shenishtamish by kodesh, yishtamish by chol, a kli that was used for holy should be used for chol. She was basically telling Rebbe that vis-a-vis my husband, Rebbe Lazar, you're considered chol because he's kodesh. And now back to our Mishnah, where we had said that if a person carries out less than a gregarious of food in a kli, he's potter on the kli as well, because it's tafel, it's secondary to the food. That's only if we're talking about a type of food that needs to be in a kli, going ilin to sayal, like these certain types of berries that he can't carry out in his hand, so they have to be in a kli, therefore the kli is tafel to the food. If the food doesn't need to be in a kli, chayv afal kli, so then he will be chayv on the kli, even though he's not going to be chayv on the food, because the food's not a gregarious, he's chayv on the kli because the kli and the food are two separate things. We continue discussing. We had said, Esa chayv b'mita, potter afal mita. If he cares about a live person in a bed, he's potter even on the bed. And why is this? And so it's as we explained, the chai toin garmei, because a live person carries themselves, as we had said, that's chai noises atzmai. On to the next part of the Mishnah, is hames b'mita chayiv, and this is divrei hakol, according to everybody, even Reb Shimon, who holds that a person's potter on melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, here he would agree that the carrying a mace out on a mita, one is chayiv for, and why is that? Because like Tani, didn't we learn, af reach ra kol shehu? This is in Mishnah at the end of the previous parak, that even a reach ra, something that has a very bad smell, even if it's the smallest amount, if one carries it outside on Shabbos, he's chayiv, and Rabbi Eli Ravila says, af Reb Shimon maideba, even Reb Shimon agrees to this, because even though he usually holds melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, a person is potter for, you can't say that carrying this bad smelling thing is considered melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. You definitely want to carry it outside, because you don't want it inside anymore. And furthermore, on top, Rishman also agrees by Yisrei Anah, since one has a chiv to get rid of Yisrei Anah, carrying them outside also, even just a kol shehu would be mechayiv him. And now taking these two memories, we could apply it to over here. That a mace on a mita, not only is Yisrei Anah, we're not allowed to benefit from a mace, and there's also a mitzvah to bury a mace, and you want the mace out of the house, you don't want it inside. Rav Shimon would agree in this case that if a person carries a mace out on a bed, one would be chayiv for it. Now, Rav Yudin explains, right afterwards in the Mishnah, we had said that kazayis men a mace that's carried out, one is chayiv for. Rav Shimon argued that you're putter. Why in this case of a kazayis men a mace, would he say you're putter? If he says a full mace on a bed, you're chayiv for. So kazayis men a mace, you should also be chayiv for. And on this, on Rav Yudin, he says, Tifter, we could explain as follows. The mace guy, we're talking about a piece of a mace who's a non-Jew. It doesn't smell bad, so that's not a reason to be carrying him out of the house. And it was taken out for his dog, and since the shear to feed his dog is kimloi pi kalboi, and it's not a kazayis, therefore he's not chayiv for carrying this out, because it's considered melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Now we have another member, Tani, who's taught in a braisa, chatzi zayis men a mace, v'chatzi zayis men a nevela, upachas mekadashim men asheretz, chayiv. That if he carried out half a zayis men a mace, or half a zayis from a nevela, or less than an adash of a sheretz, he's chayiv. Rav Shimon Pater. And question is, matam de rabbanon, that's proper girsa, what's the reason of rabbanon? Why would they say that you're chayiv? We understand the kazayis from a mace, or kazayis from a nevela, because that's something that creates toma, so it's chasha when it's carried out. Now you're taking the toma out, so you're accomplishing something, so you'd be chayiv. But something that's less than a zayis or adasha, why would it be chayiv for that? And the answer is kvar nismata atoma, because that's taking away the toma. By taking away half of the zayis outside, now the remaining half of zayis inside is not matame anymore, because only half a zayis, so you actually are doing something it's accomplishing. Now we ask the same in the reverse, matam and Reb Shimon, that's proper girsa, what's Reb Shimon's reason that you're putter? And it's the same answer as before, by Hidra Budon, it's just like what Reb Yudon said, Tifter, we could explain, we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav, with a new Mishnah discussing other Yisurim of Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.